T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And you're listening to the 880 Weekly Rewind. Only about 40% of those laid off during this coronavirus pandemic have been rehired. That's the startling data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics today. The rate of hiring slowed in July. 1.8 million people were hired or rehired last month, but there are roughly 13 million fewer jobs than in February. Unemployment continues to be in the double digits, 10.2%, as the coronavirus pandemic forced the shutdown of entire industries, and as small businesses are struggling to survive. The unemployment rate for minority workers remains high, slightly higher than the overall national jobless rate. Getting people back to work, particularly in the communities that need it most, may take new and creative solutions in this new world. Dr. Art Langer is the founder and chairman of Workforce Opportunity Services, which places young people from underserved communities and veterans into jobs through training and support services. He told me that he can relate to the fork in the road that some face at a pivotal time in their career development.
I grew up, four blocks from Yankee Stadium. My dad was a Teamster during the Jimmy Hoffa era. He was did four invasions in World War II. Both my parents were children of the Depression. My dad never got past the eighth grade, and I was going to junior high school 22 on Morris Park Avenue. And let me tell you, that's a rough neighborhood.
Right.
And I'm in art class, and the teacher comes up to me and says, well, there's a furniture store on Fordham Road called Saks Quality Stores, and there's this teacher who's giving free art lessons. And she said, Art, you know, you really got some talent. If I put your name in, would you go?
Wow.
And I said, sure. And I got on the bus, and I went up to Fordham Road, and I walk into this furniture store. I walk downstairs, and I meet Mr. Ness, and I never forget that, his name. And I'm doing poster paint and pictures. And one day Mr. Ness comes out and he says, I want to talk to you. And I walk in. He says, you know, Art, you have a lot of talent. And I think you should have you thought about applying to the famous High School of Music and Art, which was in Harlem at the time.
Right.
And I looked at him and I said, what's that? He says, what about art and design? I said, what's that? He says, do you have a portfolio? I said, what's that? And he says, and he knew, he was just...
Realizing that a kid from the Bronx, that would be your answer, yeah.
Right, and you know what he said? You'd love this. He says, come here. He says, I'll make you a deal. He says, I'll give you a second scholarship, and I'm going to give you assignment after assignment so that you'll have a portfolio. But you have to promise me that you will apply to both those schools.
And not only did Dr. Langer get into both schools, he later received his doctorate at Columbia University, where he's now a professor and director of its Center for Technology Management. Dr. Langer credits his junior high school art teacher and mentor for setting him on the right path. So today, with his nonprofit, he is personally reaching out to veterans and young adults who are just like him to help them find what he calls their hidden talent.
We have spikes in diversity and inclusion sensitivities. We're going through another one of those now with Black Lives Matter. And that's very important, don't get me wrong. But is it really systemic? So when we started on this, one of the things we began to see as you go get over, organizations and companies who want to have levels of diversity, what really happened somewhere before pre-pandemic was a skill shortage. And I'm talking about skill shortages in skills areas, mechanics and home builders and carpenters, all the way up to technology people and everything in between. And what was happening is a frustration in this country where you have things that are shipped abroad because we can't meet the skills requirements. And colleges are struggling with that. And that's what we moved into because we knew that not only was the talent there, but here's the big one. 90% of the people that we ultimately place after they work for us for a number of years or even 6 months and above, they don't leave their current positions. And, you know, you're from the Bronx, I'm from the Bronx. We understand what that means because mm-hmm. we have complex cultures and families, right? And we are not opt to leave or go on to other things. We want to stay in our communities. And it's amazing that 90% of the people that we've placed, not only have they succeeded, but they've stayed in these companies and grown with them.
So you're getting right to the issue there. You know, what I found so interesting about your organization's work is that in order to help these people succeed, you offer other services, wraparound services, childcare mm-hmm. or college mm-hmm. classes. Mm-hmm. Now that we are dealing with a COVID-19 pandemic, the pandemic shutdown, is that a way we need to be mm-hmm. thinking about the workforce in general and how we can support it? And did you find success
absolutely.
With it?
Absolutely. It's a learning lesson. And I have to tell you something, Linda, when we come out of this, we're still going to have a skill shortage. It's the most amazing thing. I mean, certain industries are getting hit, but there's still needs because we're still very busy. And yet, what I always say is that talent is around the corner, but you have to know how to find it. You have to know how to support it and educate it and really understand what it's like to come from these types of environments, which I came from. So I'm a product of that environment, and I understand what it's like to be poor, to go through this, and the challenges that are against you. But if you've got the right kind of support, there's a very positive return on all of that, not just for the individual, but also for the organization.
That's Dr. Art Langer, Columbia professor and founder of Workforce Opportunity Services, his nonprofit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.